I'm Brian McCreath, and this is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. When I talked with Harry Christophers at Symphony Hall, I asked him why he decided to open this season with a concert completely made up of music by Bach.
Bach is Boston. I know that's they both become his bees, don't they? But there's something about Boston, the audience. You love Bach. I mean, why shouldn't you? I mean, we all love Bach, but it's something that's really very, very special to, the, I think, the Boston community. And, you know, part of that is of course, the academia behind Bach. I mean, he defies every academic principle. You wonder just, you know, how this person wrote the music he did, which sounds so phenomenally modern. And, of course, that is what is such an important part of H&H, with our period orchestra making this music sound so vibrant and new on the old instruments we play on, because this is a sound world that you know, we're just not used to today. It's one thing hearing, you know, our symphony orchestras and our great wind players, the oboes playing this, and it's of course they play it gorgeously, but the timbre of an oboe, an oboe d'amore, an oboe da caccia, these are very rare and individual insight into Bach's sound world. And, you know, I think it's also, I mean, we've been rehearsing the last 2 or 3 days, and just every player and singer, they don't mind how tired they get because they're playing Bach. They don't mind what the weather, if it's, you know, pouring with rain outside or it's incredibly humid as it was yesterday, they don't mind. And I think that's, you know, that, of course, says a heck of a lot for the sort of whole personal side of us performing Bach.
And I love that that you touch on confirming Boston as a very Bach town, because, you know, when you live in a place, you don't have a balanced perception of your own environment. But for someone who spends time in all the other places around the world that you do, and to say, yes, actually, Boston has a special relationship with Bach, it's a little bit confirming for us. So thank you for that.
It's brilliant. You know, I mean, quite frankly, when I talk about Bach to anybody in Boston, I'm scared stiff because you guys know so much more about him. And it's just, it's phenomenal and just brilliant.
And again, you'll hear much more of this conversation with Harry Christophers at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. And now, this Handel and Haydn Society concert at Symphony Hall continues as violinists Aislinn Noske and Susanna Ogata come on stage to perform Bach's Concerto for Two Violins from WCRB. Thank you. our mind's eye often pictures Bach at the console of a pipe organ, but the composer's first instrument was the violin. And Bach put that expertise to good use in his Concerto in D minor for two violins, otherwise known as the Double Concerto. The two soloists you just heard were Aislinn Noski and Susanna Ogata, concertmaster and assistant concertmaster, respectively, of the period instrument orchestra of the Handel and Haydn Society, which worked without a conductor in this performance. And stick around, two sacred vocal works built on the same musical DNA, but with very different outcomes, are coming right up on WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society.